Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, little Van Halen bringing this back. Thanks for joining me. You're going to be glad you did because Pam Danziger is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Pam is the president of Unity Marketing, which is an organization that does research on why people buy things, especially why do they buy nice things. She's the author of a number of books, including Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Also, her new book is called Shopping. I think that's the newest one, at least the newest one that I have. Pamela N. Danziger is the name on that book. Pam, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you today.
It's good to have you here. That's the last one, right?
Yeah, that's the last one. I'm working on a new one, though.
All right.
It's going to be called End of Shopping as We Know It. Because,
End of Shopping as We Know It.
Yeah, because the whole way people shop and the whole way people approach shopping has really undergone a complete transformation. I mean, a paradigm shift in this last recession, not just because of the recession, but the recession really has been a tipping point and pushed these changes further and faster among consumers.
You know, there are so many things, Pam, that have been reset. So many things. That's one of the components of this recession that's different from the others that I've been involved in, the six prior ones, I guess I should say, that I've been involved in. So many things have completely, it wasn't just a hiccup or a slowing of the economy and then we have to recover from it. And then when we did recover, things kind of went back to where they were. We're not going back to where we were, are we?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, we really have made some fundamental changes. And I, you know, at its essence, I mean, at its core, we've been on this kind of extended shopping spree, buying more stuff, pursuing, you know, this material wealth, accumulating more and more things as a culture, as people, as shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, the simple fact is, and all the happiness research proves this, is that things, material gain, isn't going to make you happy. So we've been on this pursuit of material gain in an effort to find happiness. And with the recession, I mean, that kind of brought an abrupt halt to all of that pursuit. And people are really shifting their priorities and realizing that all this stuff I've got and all the credit card bills I've got, it causes me aggravation and worry and pain, not happiness. And they're going to start pursuing happiness in a whole new way, which is the right way to pursue it.
Well, I don't want to, you know, I'm, you know, my family is capable of spending money as much as anybody is, but I've known a long time, Pam, and I have the records to prove this. I've written this many times. I've talked about this many times. I've said this on my show a zillion times in the last 12 years. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you're not going to be happy with money and stuff.
That's exactly right.
You've got to find a way to find your happiness. And I wrote about this last week. One of my blogs and my newspaper column was about how to not wish your life away. You know, even in this recession, Pam, when we're all saying, I can't wait for 09 to be over, I can't wait for my life to get back to where it was, blah, blah, blah. If you can't find something to be happy about right now with all the challenges we've got, then what you're basically doing is wishing your life away. And you know what? I don't know about you, Pam. I don't have so much left that I can afford to do that.
That's right. Well, none of us do. And, you know, people really, I mean, that pursuit of that happiness is what people are really after. And having more stuff and accumulating more things and spending more money is just not the way to get it. So we're going to see, you know, I mean, as merchants, as people trying to sell to consumers, we've really got to start selling to them in a new and a different way and recognize that, you know, maybe, you know, the we're never going to be able to go back to kind of the booming sales that we had.
You think never's a long time. That's what I keep hearing. Whenever I use that word, Pam, they always tell me that's a long time.
Well, it is. It's true. But, you know, I think we are bringing up a younger generation with different kind of values. And
they don't seem to have any trouble spending money for nice things with my money.
Yeah,
That doesn't seem to be a problem for them, though, Pam.
Yeah. But, you know, they really do have different, they have a different kind of value system.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's going to be, like my youngest son, I mean, he doesn't buy any clothes that are off the rack, but he buys clothes from secondhand stores.
Hmm.
And that's where he finds cool stuff. So, you know, I think that kids are just going to have a whole different
right.
attitude and approach. So we're going to see the transition of the culture overall into a much more concerned culture, a much more caring culture, a culture that's thinking about giving back and the way the future, the kind of world that they want to create in the future. And again, the pursuit of material gain and buying more stuff isn't the way to achieve
those things. Is there a little bit of guilt involved here, Pam, you think?
Well, you know, I don't think it's guilt, but I think it's recognition that we've got to correct the way we've been spending. I mean, one of the most interesting pieces of data I found in the latest government statistics is that, you know, they quote a lot about the gross domestic product and the percentage of the GDP that is attributed to consumer spending.
Right.
Well,
70%.
It reached its highest level since World War II. In 2008, and it was almost like inevitable. It reached over 70%, almost inevitable that had to slide back down, because the normal after World War II, for most of the years after World War II, was somewhere around 65%. So when you get up to 71-72%, it's going to have to adjust, and we're going to see that adjustment.
And when it gets to that level, the reliance on credit goes up exponentially, and that's where we are right now.
Yeah,
and
we
still haven't absorbed the impact of that yet, Pam, because the full impact of resetting the credit card balances hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's going to happen. And so much dollars, I mean, you know, I figure, you know, just based on my kind of desktop calculations, that it's going to be about $1 trillion in consumer spending that's going to come out of our consumer economy, which, I mean, if you look at our economy, it's only $14 trillion
right.
to begin with. I mean,
right.
that is a huge amount of money. So
yeah.
We're really, as businessmen, as business people, as merchants, we've got to reset our new normal back to a more realistic level and prepare for that new normal world that's coming after this recession.
Of course, you know I don't like that word normal, right, Pam? I around here, I don't know about you, but around here, nothing's normal.
What's
around here.
Normal?
We use the word regular around here. Stand
yeah.
by, quick break, right back with Pam Danziger. Her book is called Shopping, Why We Love It. Are we going to in the future? That's the question. Stay with us.
My need is such, I pretend too much, I'm lonely. But no one can tell.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you, so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of stuff you can do there. You can read, you can ask questions, you can listen, you can check out all the things. 1,600 Brain Trust members, largest community of small business experts in the world, right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Subscribe to my free newsletter, too, when you get there. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Pam Danziger is our guest. She's our good friend and the author of a number of books on retail behavior. Folks, if you're a retailer, you need to know what Pam's up to, including her books and her website. Pam, give it to us, please.
The website is www.unitymarketingonline.com, and my latest book is called Shopping, Why We Love It, and How Retailers Can Create the Ultimate Customer Experience. And, you know, I have a little quiz on my website where you can click it on, and it's called the Pop Quiz to find out, does your shop pop? So people can visit and get the pop quiz and
All
see
right.
how well they're doing.
Does this encourage people to go shopping? Because if it does, I don't want my wife to know about that.
Well, I'm writing these books for retailers and people who are in business. So the idea is to encourage shoppers
right.
to shop when they get in your store.
Exactly. That's
what
she does,
it's all
folks.
About.
Exactly. So, folks, you want to try to do that. Well, the point that I make, Pam, and that you're making is when I was talking earlier in the year about the recession, I said, well, You know, you gotta realize that somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you. So if they mm-hmm. come in your store, they got something on their mind. If they come to your website, they got something on their mind. If they open your mail, knowing who you are, they've got something on their mind. So you got to put your best foot forward.
That's right. That's right. And you know, one of the biggest changes that we've seen with shoppers today is the transition from, and people really starting to think, do I need it versus do I just want it? And I mean, my first book was called Why People Buy Things They Don't mm-hmm. Need, and that was really about this desire-driven behavior. And people are going back to thinking more in terms of need. Do I really need to make this purchase? And deciding that oftentimes, no, I don't. You know, I really don't need to buy this.
I think that there's pent-up demand for shopping that's not going to go away, Pam. I have this feeling that, and it's not going to come roaring back in a year or two. But I think in 3 to 5 years, the economy gets back on its feet, people get back to work. I think Americans will revert back to who we are. We're a consumer society.
Well, I mean,
I don't know that these are long-term genetic changes that we're looking at here. What do you think?
Well, I am of the opinion that we really are going to change, and I think, okay, 5-10 years out, I think that people, when they go shopping for fun, I mean, I think they're going to be making different kinds of decisions. Because the fact is, you and I can go shopping for fun at a Neiman Marcus or mm-hmm. Saks Fifth Avenue or Nordstrom's and come out a lot worse for wear after we finish there.
Right.
Or we can go shopping for fun at Costco and really be very smart shoppers, or go to the local outlet mall.
Right.
And have that perception that we're saving.
But see,
money.
You're assuming people are not going to want to come back. You're thinking they're not going to come back to luxury goods, it sounds like to me. And I'm misunderstanding you, but the thing that I think is going to be different. I don't think the desire to want stuff is going to go away forever. The desire to want to buy it, work to shop at Neiman Marcus or Macy's or wherever you know the nice stuff is. But I do think that how we buy that, flopping the credit card out there in a like it's nothing, like it's not real money, I think that's going to be what will change. We'll do less of that. We'll do more, a little more deferred gratification, take a little bit longer to make a purchase, but when we do, we'll feel like it's you know, it's ours. It's not just something that was on plastic.
Right. Well, I agree with you completely, which again is why merchants, people who are selling to this new shopper mindset, really need to understand them.
Yeah.
And prepare for this future, because it isn't going to be as, people are not going to be as indulgent. They're going to be much more letting their brains lead and making rational decisions
right.
instead of emotional ones, which means we have to really
mm-hmm.
do our job differently.
You're not going to be able to whip a shopper into a frenzy. You're going to have to deal with a more logical buyer. And with the internet continuing to be part of our lives, and Pam, with the advent and the maturity of social media happening, where people are more knowledgeable about experiences others have had with you,
mm-hmm.
this is going to be all part of the equation in the future, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's going to be very important, and you know, making rational arguments and selling to sort of the rational side of people's minds is going to become more important than the emotion, as it has been so, you know, in the last, well, while we've had this kind of consumer boom that we've enjoyed.
Right. Well, the and of course, some things are going to have to be replaced. I mean, obviously, dishwashers and washing machines and automobiles and things like that are going to have to be replaced. So that's going to help the economy. I mean, you go so long without buying those things wear out.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't wear out like they used to. Our consumer goods have gotten so much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it really is a testimony to the industrial complex that, you know, we support.
Right.
But you don't have to replace them that frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is, we really are enjoying, well, it's a shopper's world. We're enjoying a wonderful environment for shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And you really can pick and choose and find excellent bargains today.
Right.
And we're going to be able to find excellent bargains in the future.
Give us that website one more time, Pam.
Yeah. My website, www.unitymarketingonline.com.
And you can find her books there as well as online at the bookstores. Hey, Pam, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
And it flies, the guys all dressed up to slide the Union Jack.
Black for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.